Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was a stunning and bracing assessment from Jersey City's mayor. Stephen Fulop suggests Tuesday's rampage could have been worse. Two gunmen killed four people, including three in a kosher market, but the mayor wonders if the killers had much bigger plans.
Our Peter Haskell spoke with Mayor Fulop earlier today. Peter, what is the mayor saying?
It was really chilling to hear Fulop say he believes the killers wanted to kill on the scale larger than Sandy Hook. A couple of reasons for that. First of all, the market where the three people were killed is right next door to a school. There were 50 kids upstairs, and the doors to the two buildings are right next door to each other, or very close to each other. He wonders if the gunmen here either picked the wrong door or were intent on going into the market and then into the school. The other thing that Fulop points out, these two people had four weapons between them, including an AR-15, and according to him, thousands of rounds of ammunition. So in Fulop's way of thinking, you don't go to kill three people or however many people might be in a supermarket bringing these four guns and thousands of rounds of ammo plus a pipe bomb in the car. And just to back up for a sec, the Sandy Hook killing 7 years ago tomorrow, 26 people killed at a school.
One of the victims Tuesday in Jersey City was Detective Joe Seals. Peter, his family is being taken care of. Tell us about that.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has done this before. This is a group that was started in the wake of 9/11. It has come forward to pay off the mortgage on the home that Seals lived in with his wife and five children. Stephen Seller was a firefighter on 9/11. He gave his life running through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. The foundation was started, and now it has become somewhat common for the foundation to pay off the mortgages of fallen first responders and to build smart homes for catastrophically wounded veterans.
Right, Peter. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has done this before, and they've announced plans moving forward. Tell us about that.
So it started with the first responders when two New York City cops were killed before Christmas in 2014. And now, according to Frank Sloan, the CEO, going forward, anytime a cop is murdered in the line of duty anywhere in the country, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation will pay off that officer's mortgage. So it has been on a smaller scale up until now. And Frank Sellers says going forward, every cop's family will be taken care of in the same way.
Peter, thank you. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell in Jersey City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.